AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A manhunt continues in upstate New York for the remaining escapee from a maximum security prison. Earlier in the evening, authorities released some details on the shooting death of the other escapee, who was cornered and killed after apparently firing a shot at a camper.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says,
in the town of Duane, there was a gunshot that was fired at a camping trailer.
That led investigators into a wooded area in Malone, where they found a cabin and could smell fresh gunpowder. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says more agents were called in and a Border Patrol team heard a man coughing. It was Richard Matt.
Told him to put up his hands. And at that time, you know, he was shot when he didn't comply.
A 20-gauge shotgun was found on Matt. There's no evidence to say whether the other killer, David Sweat, was with him or not. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Obama is joining the chorus of those who want southern states to pull down their Confederate flags in the aftermath of last week's church massacre in Charleston, South Carolina.
The president says the Confederate banner was always far more than a mere expression of pride and southern ancestry.
For many, black and white, that flag was a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation.
Now he says the carnage at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church has opened America's eyes to the pain it's long been causing. At the funeral for slain Pastor Clemente Pinckney in Charleston, he said retiring it would not be political correctness, but an acknowledgement that slavery and Jim Crow were wrong. Mark Smith with the President, Charleston, South Carolina.
Georgia will no longer issue a specialty license plate featuring two Confederate battle flags. A top official has also ordered that changes be made to the design of the Sons of Confederate Veterans plate. This is AP Radio News. The feud between Univision and Donald Trump continues to boil.
Univision canceled telecasts of the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants after Donald Trump's controversial comments about Mexican immigrants. Trump says he'll sue Univision for breach of contract and now is demanding that the network cease work on a gate connecting his Trump National Golf Resort and the studio headquarters in a Miami suburb. Trump says his criticism was directed at Mexican policymakers and accused Univision of bowing to pressure from Mexican leaders. Univision wrote to its employees not to stay or conduct company business on Trump properties. Tony Winton, Miami.
History was made Friday in Washington, D.C. when the Supreme Court gave same-sex couples the right to marry nationwide. The White House is bathed in rainbow colors overnight in honor of the landmark decision. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.